Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, another owner of eWeb Results.
Yes, that's true. You are in total camouflage today, except for the fact that you're, you know, against the green, blue, and black background. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to see you at all.
That's awesome. I'm incognito.
All right. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of our podcast where we randomly and, unresponsively respond to questions.
Well, how do you respond to that? If you were wearing camo, what would you say?
I would say, I got the memo, or I planned it, or you're lucky you can see me at all.
Oh, that one. That's the one.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. We're filmed live here in Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are your
Results Rebels!
Is it this one? It's this one, right?
Cowabunga is two. Like, we're
this is too, this yeah, is too this, laid back, right?
Right? I mean, I'm pretty laid
hang
back.
Hang 10
yeah,
is laid
yeah,
back.
That's hang 10, yeah.
I gotta jump into this review. This is pretty awesome. It is, of course,
five stars.
It's from Trevor Shylock. You actually spoke with him.
I know.
Punch in the face to you guys. I love the format. By the way, that's a good thing. I love the format and the informal nature of the podcast, which I've been listening to for a while. A lot of podcasts have some built-in sales pitches, and you just skip a few minutes into it and get right to the meat. But even your potatoes are interesting, informative, and helpful. I also like how you talk about strategies you use with some of your current clients. I really hit home with me to know that you do more than just SEO and made me reach out to you guys to talk strategy for East Coast Float Spa. Shameless plug. Well done, Trevor. Thanks for all the free tips and advice. Yes, that's patif to you, Trevor. We're really thank you for taking the time.
I think that these kind of in the beauty space, some of these opportunities, he runs like a float spa.
Yeah.
They're blowing up. He's got two locations.
I want to try that.
Yeah, I actually like haven't done that. I've done the cryo. I've done the IV drip, but yeah. I haven't done the float spa or the. Is the float spa too the one where like I'm there's assuming, no sound?
I'm assuming like the isolation.
Yeah. I've heard that's really cool. So. I don't know, but he cool guy. He's got a lot going on. So cool.
That's
thanks
very
for
cool.
the review.
And give us an advice if you know anybody in Houston who does what you do, because maybe we'll head over there and check them out.
Yeah.
Teaser for the article today. If you're in the space, the search engine optimization space, you may be aware that there are algorithm cataclysms every now and then. Well, that was a throwback phrase.
Yeah, I know, right?
And BERT is one of the most recent. Now, it was a while ago. It was back in October. BERT.
Yeah,
but we're gonna talk about BERT. We're not talking about Ernie.
Like Bertram?
Bertram. Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
look at that.
We're making some waves, wow.
Your influence is increasing.
No, this update didn't matter.
So ignore him, because we're going to talk about this update and what it means for you beyond it doesn't matter. So we're going to jump into that. If this is the first time you've ever listened to the podcast, howdy. Welcome to the podcast. If you listened to this podcast before, hey, just do us a small favor. Go ahead and share, like, and follow. Or shakow us, which is share, like, and follow. I'll just do the whole podcast.
Yeah. Just go for it. I'm invisible over here.
I just see a talking head. If you're interested in, I don't know, say a free website analysis, just go to ewebresults.com. It's really more of a consultation.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, okay, so best SEO podcast.com.
Yep.
We're moving the profit plan to that.
Yeah.
So that's basically like 2 hours of consulting. Anything you want to know, kind of quick, like we'll get it addressed. We'll get those questions answered. EWR, which eWeb Results, you know, as we move over to that, it's more workshop based, okay?
Right.
And it's really kind of defining
broader based strategies.
Yeah. You know, what is your roadmap looking for to do with your integrated marketing? And so we've kind of changed the format of that, and then we have some hard deliverables that you get from that,
right?
And that's a little bit longer session. But so, you know, the website analysis becomes basically a free 30-minute consultation. That's just a shorter version of what you would get more of.
Right.
And then it gets more and more kind of defined as you move through the agency process.
Through the process.
Yeah. So we do give free website analysis, but a lot of people just, like little automated whatever, we like actually will do a hands-on audit.
One
with
of our
you.
Experts yeah. will be on the phone
yeah.
with
and,
you.
And I think that's really valuable because you can yeah. just go to these little websites. There's just little like widgets that you can just run a report. That's not what you'd get.
Yeah, when I'm giving speeches, one of the things I like to ask the people who are attending an internet marketing speech or whatever, hey, do you know exactly how many people are searching for what your product or service, like in your area? And most people don't. Maybe you just want to know that. You can get this 15-minute phone call, maybe get into the profit plan if that makes sense.
If you're starting
and
a business,
get that answered.
If you're starting a business and you're looking, if you're looking for kind of defined keywords, so we've done that for a lot of businesses to kind of, they're starting out, they're like, hey, is this a good idea? Is there search volume for it? Like, does it make sense? Is there a sustainable business? And look, if there's not keyword volume for what you're trying to do, then you got to create that demand, right? So you got to, you know, it's a lot longer road, like running Facebook ads and building up kind of that brand equity of what that is. I mean, you're going through that right now, right?
I am, yeah. So one of my companies, My Vital C, is, you know, people don't know what it is, don't know they need it, and they do. And so we've got to get the word out there so that they know they need it and they can try it and experience the benefits.
The ESS,
and,
you know.
The raw ingredient ESS 60. So, they're different.
You have to educate on what this is and why they need it to grow that market. There's not just people searching for it that you can just get in front of that traffic and say, hey, you should buy my stuff.
It's not just about outperforming the other guy.
Yeah.
In the context of what people are searching for, right? Because
that's a broader educational kind of PR strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and there's more components and complexity to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can, you know, go ahead and get to Best SEO Podcast. You can fill out a form. I'm assuming there's a form. There.
Yeah. 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 I think we got that up.
And if not, it's
by the time this podcast is live, like it is now.
Yeah.
But you see it on multiple platforms. So we syndicate this out. We should have that up. We are actively working on building both assets. We are going to be rebranding, exciting, first quarter next year. So we're working on all that. And everything that we're doing for clients, we're redefining the whole thing.
For us.
Yeah. It's really been great.
What is it? Drink what you milk, or I don't know what that is.
Drink your own Kool-Aid? Where did you get milk in it?
I don't know. You're milking.
I don't even know
what
analogy
you're like drinking.
About.
Yeah, I don't
know anything. Like,
all right. So
milk?
Here's this article.
Cold milk?
By the way, if you want a T-shirt, we have really cool T-shirts. Yvonne right now is wearing one. SEO results. It's got kind of a.
Well, you know, on the 20th, I'm really pretty excited about what's going to be happening.
What's happening
the
on
next
the 20th?
Star Wars is going out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We
are also going to be designing some T-shirts specifically for the podcast. So when we first did the T-shirts, it was just kind of internal, and then like people wanted to have them. But we're going to also be designing stuff specifically for the podcast. And, you know, why not the book? You know,
yeah. So. let's throw that in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so hop into this article. Welcome,
yeah,
Bert. Google's latest search algorithm to better understand natural language. This article is by Barry Schwartz. Patif to you, Barry Schwartz. Google is making the largest change to its search system since the company introduced RankBrain almost 5 years ago. And we'll talk about RankBrain here in a second. They say it will impact 1 in 10 queries. So that's significant. I remember like in the old days, some of these algorithms would come out and be like 1 in 100 queries. That's what they would claim. And then we would see significantly broader impacts than 1 in 100 queries.
I mean, a pretty decent team here of link builders and broken link building and outreach and podcast pitching, all that sort of thing. But essentially, the anchor text, okay, of maybe the word you're trying to rank for, the associated words around it.
Are important, yeah.
Are super important.
Contextually, yeah.
Contextually, in that paragraph and in that sentence, around the anchor text. And that's something that we've been focused on for quite a while now, but I am seeing like naturally built links or, you know, some guest posts or some things like that where they're not doing things the right way completely,
right.
The value of those things are falling off. So
do it right.
Do it right.
Do right.
Yeah.
RankBrain was the first artificial intelligence method for understanding queries.
Yeah.
And it really was like marrying the queries to the actual content on the page.
And that was a big deal.
And it was a really
big
deal. And it's saying that BERT is not, doesn't replace RankBrain. It's just another signal.
Yeah.
So sometimes Google's going to see what BERT's, the BERT aspect of the algorithm is saying and make, maybe incorporate that.
And so this is really what I've seen. And I, you know, when RankBrain came out and you know, things are changing slowly, but there's been some big movements. But I went really heavy with, anything in this kind of word tree or word cloud, cloud, anything associated with this topic will get you to rank for that keyword.
Right.
And we started writing content and we, you know, so there's a lot of things that I've learned through testing. But what I've found is, you know, if you're trying to rank for whatever, Houston and then Houston, Texas, those are still two different searches.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you're contextually hitting kind of all these different areas, you still got to put some effort on getting that.
The phrase
that you want right, because Google's not tying it with enough juice yet.
Right.
To really associate that. So like LSI graph, and there's some other things you can get, all the different word associations, and you want to use that in a broader strategy. But if you have a limited budget and you're trying to get something done and trying to pop a keyword up to get that commercial intent, if you're an SEO or if you're a company, don't take this and go, oh, well, you know, I can talk about like, so we have a client that's in the mixed martial arts space,
right.
Like the MMA space. And so Google doesn't know that all those different mixed martial arts are mixed martial arts.
Have a similar audience, yeah.
Now on certain pages and how you associate the words, like they're pulling different pieces of this to try to kind of build a graph, but not always.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, the moral of the story for me is that Google's getting smarter. Like you need to take this into consideration based on most SEO campaigns. Just continue doing what you're doing, but do everything the right way, because you know you don't have to be looking over your shoulder to get hit when some of this stuff happens. Actually, when these things come out, other people get hit and move out of your way, and you move up a lot quicker. So for the majority of our accounts, we got a nice pop from this, and it was like we didn't do anything. You know.
So your kind of initial assessment, which was didn't really matter.
To us.
It was good, right? And that boils down to if you're delivering good value to the Google. I mean, we just say it all the time. As long as you're delivering good value to the Google user, Google is going to look favorably upon you.
And I really think that that's like the quote we got to like put up there.
Focus on the user, right?
Focus
it's like
user.
As a business, focus on a customer. And as an SEOer, focus on the user, right?
No, absolutely.
That's what really makes
it. All right, well, let's get to our Christmas party.
We got a Christmas party tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. If you like this podcast, we do ask that you share it with three people. If you are looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, somebody who's interested in internet marketing, a website, a marketing strategy, an internet marketing
call us.
Because, reach out to us.
Because we like good referral partners.
Yeah, we like good referral partners. And when they engage us and pay their bill, we pay you. So that works out really good.
And we also, and I'll kind of drop this out there, we're still working on it, but we're going to be doing like a mastermind group of how we believe, based on our methodology, you should be doing SEO, you should maybe be working on digital strategies, and we're looking for people that are qualified that when people come call us for leads and it might not be the right fit for us, we have good referral partners that we send it out to. So referrals go both ways.
Yeah.
And we're
now,
really...
So far, just as an example, the good referral partner, one example of a good referral partner is Wix. So we don't do Wix websites.
Yeah.
So we've got a referral partner who does. When they get somebody who's like, all right, now I got my Wix website, it's been up for a while, my business is growing, I'm ready to take it to the next level, they refer them to us. And then if we get a client, a prospect that's up
and
Wix.
And I think we referred him... three or four clients like where that he's closed. I know that awesome. We sent him five or six leads and he's closed the majority of them because, you know, when people are calling us, like, they're ready.
They trust us.
Yeah, they trust us and they're ready to get going. And we got a great Shopify partner. While we do build Shopify, we do have a great Shopify partner. He's actually a Shopify partner.
Yeah.
And then we also
one
have
of the leading Shopify or website makers.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got somebody making Wix, you know, Squarespace. I haven't vetted that partner.
Right.
But really people do call us and say, hey, I need somebody or I want somebody, you know, that I can trust. And what we're trying to do is build that referral network. So if you call us, we can help point you in the right direction. And, you know, what we're really, really good at here is defining strategy and figuring out if it's even going to work. Like, do you want to go down that path? Like, we can save you a bunch of money.
Yep.
Because there's a very, like, low likelihood or high likelihood that's going to work. And, you know, we want to make sure that you're successful in the wild west of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. If you are interested in video, audio, or a transcript of this podcast, you could look for it on
bestseopodcast.com. And it might be up, and we're working on it, and we have it up. And
we're going to be involved. You and I.
I am.
Are going to be involved in a Guinness World Record. For me, it's another one. Like, I just help people set Guinness World Records regularly.
Just another notch.
This will be my number two.
Yeah.
But you're going to participate. Look it up. Up Social Live in Houston, throwing a massive event. We're going to be speakers.
Cool.
We're going to be speakers. He's giving away $10,000 to the right business concept.
Yeah.
It can be just like the concept, or it can be a young business that needs to grow. Go check it out. Up Social Live.
Ooh, I got some ideas.
Yeah.
Can I apply?
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and apply. And so it's just going to be an amazing event. Really, the record that Nolan, it's the same guy, Nolan Davis, is breaking, is speaking in, it's the most number of motivational speeches in the most number of cities in a 24-hour period.
I love it.
Yeah. So pretty cool, big stuff. We're really excited. And, you know.
What was the last one? So everybody knows.
The last one was the most amount of TV-style interviews in a 24-hour period.
That was awesome, by the way.
The previous record was like 73. He hit like 170 or something close to that in 24 hours. I was there with him the whole time. I was the co-host of the podcast. That was exhausting. That's really what
that was,
it was
awesome.
Exhausting, but it was really cool. So that wraps up our podcast. Until the next podcast, we are the number one SEO podcast one of the top internet marketing podcasts in the known universe. That is because of all y'all. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're going into a great holiday season. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye bye for now. Don't say hold that. Hold those thoughts.
Yeah.
And that one. And that one. This is good.
Hurry up! I thought we were ready to go. I could.
Wow, we even have the sound quality here.
So this is crazy thing.
But shouldn't when I talk?
I mean, this is like.
Okay. He's on the right, I'm on the left. I am the dominant voice on the left. He gets louder, listens.